有态度的制作，
有诚意的主持。
这里是 mobileradio.hk
德国的教会学院学习的神学的、
都问过个 artist， 他在二十年前在香港都做过，在 Art Center 做过展览。原来
艺术家 Dieter Jung 他是在德国的一个很小的镇出世的、他呢就是将这个激光的全息摄影技术呢就用在这个艺术的创作那里的。
老作
大业，
这个节目是由 Mobile Radio 提供。
欢迎收听《劳作大业》。今集我哋讲嘅系有关啲咩噶？
装置艺术 （installation art）
系咯。
咁其实点解会讲呢个题目咧？事源系点样咧？
系咯，系点嘅咧？
事源就系上个礼拜我哋喺深圳就睇咗两个展览嘅。
系啊。
嗰两个展览咧，其实都系同装置艺术有关嘅。
咁勁嘅，特登去個深圳喎、
啊。係啦，
深圳。因為個 last day 啊，嗰個展覽嘅 last day 啊，有一其中一個展覽 last day 咯，但係又係另一個展覽嘅開始咯。
哦、
啱啱有一個就係啱啱第一 opening， 咁、另外一個就是 last day。
冇錯，一個交接。
咁不如講咗 last day 嗰個先啦，不如。
last day 嗰、那個。
咁我哋即係藉著呢個展覽再去解釋一下，究竟裝置藝術係啲咩嚟嘅，不如。
好啊。
第一個就是主題的蝴蝶效應，其實就是由兩岸四地的一個藝術交流展來的、即有台灣、澳門、香港和中國、或者你入面看到什麼特別的展品是深印象的？
其實我最深印象是有一個好像 projector 那樣，就打了一些玻璃盒那樣下去，然後有些燈那樣射著、那個我就最印象深刻，因為他那個 visual 上面是做得很好的。
那個是一個台灣的一個 artist 叫吳桂聰。
哦，
那他這個 installation 有什麼、message 的背後？
那這一件作品其實他 message， 我想他是想帶出一個水晶城市一個的環境出來的。其實他會見到他好像漂浮的 installation 來的、那他就有很多類似 acrylic做的盒啦，即是总之有些透明 的方体像，是啦，长条的。这样就在那里转咯，那它就成个 visual 呢，所以就。
那些盒就不会转，不过眼灯会转。
哦、是不介意啦。
那当眼灯转的时候呢，
那些盒影啊，
那些影出来就 会有不同的效果咯。
是啦。
那些盒可能是不是想代表大廈那樣？
是好像大廈那樣的那個 image。
是咯，那不如講一下這一次的展覽裡面有哪一些的藝術家。那他其實作品呢就有18件的。但藝術家呢都有17位的。其中其實香港的呢就有林南啦、周俊輝、郭恬熙。
澳門的 Jose Drummond。
是啦。
朱卓信。
是啦，台湾的陈景源、吴桂聪、姚瑞忠。
咁大陆的 artist 咧就有黑一阳啦、黄杨、计文于、蒋鹏奕、马秋沙、邢丹文、杨心港同埋呢个朱伟冰嘅。
嗯，都好多，真系好多嘅艺术家就聚埋一齐做呢个交流计划啊。
咁、除咗呢个之外，你哋另外又再睇咗啲咩系特别？好嘅咧，覺得
嘅作品啊，我覺得林南嗰個都好得意喎，佢用咗幾個風扇咁樣，就將一個氫氣球咁樣吹起咗。
一個角氫氣球下邊就有個角，咪上邊有角落傘咯。
係啦，嗰、那個角落傘嚟嘅。
咁其實特別就係個角落傘咯，因為
係係氫氣球定角落傘？
角落傘。
哦。
咁、那個角落傘其實上邊個頂咧，係用一啲唔同嘅人佢哋。即是做紡織嗰行嘅、就織埋一齊嘅攞啲布。因為佢嗰個、作品嘅題目就係轉行嘛，咁
轉咩話？
轉行啊！
我轉行，
即係講緊個 artist。其實如果唔做 artist， 可以做啲咩？
咁呢兩個點樣帶到 message 出嚟嘅？即係點樣用呢、這個用呢個風扇吹氣咁樣代表咗？
其實就角落山度咯，因為其實佢係集合咗一啲，即係以前係做紡織嘅一啲阿嬸咁去聽佢講就係，咁就攞啲碎布咧就織咗個角落傘出嚟，咁下邊就有啲玩具啊，跟住再即係佢吹起咗咁樣咯。咁你之前留意翻樓上佢都有個衣車咁樣嘅。
係啊，係啦、啊，哦。 即係可能其實兩樣嘢其實有關聯嘅，即
係係啊係啊。咁所以其實呢度係啲裝置藝術特別嘅地方啦，就係、是、你要閱讀佢嘅時候，你要睇翻佢
整體性
係啦，整體性同埋背後佢嘅意思咯。
係，其實我覺得裝置藝術呢樣嘢咧比較難明咯，即係我係有陣時好難明白個 artist 背後係想帶啲咩，即係好似有陣時佢哋揾咗好多物件出嚟裝嵌咗一個藝術品咁，咁但係咁多物件佢係咯，每樣嘢又想講啲咩咧，有陣時就好難 get 到咯，我就覺得
特登嘅，我覺得。如果你太過易明咧，反而嗰件即係藝術品個趣味會降低咗，即係可能有啲嘢你就要估下估下，或者即係可能特個個 artist 佢都唔會話逐樣講咩，因為依樣代表咩，依樣代表咩嘅，咁你又要真系要睇晒成篇嘢，或者去睇下究竟有啲咩意思咯。
我见咧朱慧冰嗰个嘅作品《上山下山》嗰个咧都好得意啊。
系啊系啊，
其实佢嗰个系代表咗啲有啲咩意思咧？又
真系又唔知咩意思。不过嗰件 work 其实又几震撼，因为其实佢喺个楼梯度咧，由下边嗰层咧就上到上面嗰层，中间就有一块布啦，咁块布上面就好多公仔黐咗喺度嘅。
系咁
一边咧就系上啦。咁另外一邊就落，咁嗰度有成好多個公仔一齊，咁就成條樓梯鋪滿曬咁樣咯。
哦，
反而佢其中有一個有波波嘅，唔得啊？
係喎，嗰啲有好多波可以俾你隨便喺呢個場館入邊喺度掉嚟掉去都得嘅喎。
係啊，
即係好似細路玩嗰啲波波池咁樣。
係啦，就係、是、波波池嗰啲波波啦。
嗯。
但係咪鋪滿曬咁樣咧？真係好似波波池咁咧？
佢嘅成個場館都有嗰啲波波嘅存在喺度。
嗯，
咁嗰個其實就中國嘅王陽嘅一個作品叫《彩球一加十六》嘅。
嗯，
咁其實咧嗰個作品咧就有四種顏色嘅波波，咁每一種顏色就代表一個地方，即係我因為今次嗰個展覽有四個地方啊嘛，咁佢每個顏色都有個代表性咯，咁同埋十六個波就代表十六個藝術家咁樣咯，咁佢就擺滿曬每一個場，你見到喺到邊度都見到嗰啲波波嘅，其實會，咁其實周俊輝嗰個記唔得係點樣噶？
哦，好多張相，即係又係佢一貫嘅 style 咯，咁但係佢嗰幾幅畫咧，係代表咗啲咩啊？
背後嘅故事就係講緊毛蟲嘅，
哈哈。
件 work 就除咗係嗰啲相之外咧，咁你留意到後邊咧，佢有一個 video 嘅。咁個 video 其實周俊輝又就自己打扮成好似毛蟲咁啦。咁咧佢就將毛蟲嘅個古仔，其實其中一篇嘅古文咧，就用國語讀出嚟。咁但係最搞笑就係佢啲國語咧，就係啲唔鹹唔淡嘅廣東話國語咯。
廣東話嘅國語
啊，係啊，咁佢又寫，直情將你拼音寫曬出嚟，喺側邊會見到嗰件佢哋佢嗰個台詞係點樣嘅。
嗯，跟住我見喺 video 有人讀翻嗰件作品出嚟，
嗰個咪佢嚟咯。
哦，就係佢自己嚟㗎。係
啊。
哦，
記唔記得有一件係關於銀紙
啊？啊，係啊，我都醒起啊。
嗯，
銀紙啊，
遠睇就好似一張銀紙咯，同埋有啲畫咯，有啲畫咁樣啦。
嗯。
跟住系啲人头像嚟嘅，
系啦，咁就近头变咗啲，即系见到银纸，即系嗰啲银纸嘅物，好似银纸嘅物料啦，
一条条咁样啦，不过可能其实系啲碎嘅碎纸嚟嘅，
但系做到好似银纸咁嘅 texture 咁样嘅，
嗯，
咁嗰件又几特别。讲翻我哋，譬如话睇完呢个蝴蝶效应啦，咁就见到隔篱有个系咪跟叫华嘅美术馆啊？头先嗰个就喺荷香营啦，即系蝴蝶效应。咁啱隔篱就有间美术馆叫华嘅，咁咧、
啊、
就有一个展览，啱啱系第一 opening 喎。咁你可唔可以介绍下？
咁啱嗰日介咩啊 ？opening 啊嘛。
嗯，
嗰、那个展览系一位喺德国嘅艺术家叫做 Dieter Jung 嘅个人展览嚟嘅。
嗯，
咁佢呢个展期其实一路咧都会到6月15日嘅。
嗯。
咁如果大家有時間或者經過深圳嘅時候，都可以去睇下啦。
嗯，
好啦，咁講翻呢一位藝術家 Dieter Jung 啦，咁佢係喺德國嘅一個好細嘅鎮出世嘅喎。佢咧就係將呢個激光嘅全息攝影技術咧，就用喺呢個藝術嘅創作嗰度嘅。
嗯，
咁嗰啲係咩技術嚟？可唔可以再詳細？
其實全息嘅意思就係好似你平時見到嗰啲雷射貼紙咁樣
咧，
係
啦係啦，
咁樣嘅效果啦，係啦，就係 holograms 啊，
嗯，
佢就係即係第一個做呢個嘅人咯，
嗯，
之前呢就是在这个哪里啊，德国的教会学院学习个神学的、哦。
是啊。
咦，咁点
系啊，
系佢有冇讲因咩事放弃咗神学去做呢啲镭射贴纸？
系啦、啊，咁阵间就会讲下嘅。跟、住之后呢佢即系读完呢个神学之后呢佢就去咗呢个柏林艺术学院同埋巴黎嘅国立美术学院研习呢个艺术嘅。随住学习呢个电影艺术同埋系从事呢个实验性电影嘅创作咯。
嗯。
咁即系话，其实佢系咪拍过戏咧？
好似系。
定拍戏哦。
即系佢其实
佢读做啲 video，
又做 video， 又做
artwork。系啊，其实佢应该系借由啲电影咁样咧，佢就系接触到呢啲诠释图啊、
嗯，
就令到佢变成一种好新嘅嘢咯。即系好似集合咗艺术同埋一啲诶点讲啊技术啦，即系 technology 咁样嘅嘢咯，即系 arts 同埋 technology 嘅合成品咁样噶。
嗯，
所以我觉得呢个都一个比较特别嘅技巧，就唔系人人都可以识得点样去灵活咁用咯。
嗯，同埋都问过个 artist， 佢喺二十年前喺香港都做过喺 art center 做过展览嘅，原来。
是啊，
是啊，当时是不是都是做一些 hologram 啊？
应该是啦，
应该都是啦、因为他
早耐其实
是啊，他已经去过很多，
其实个 artist 成70岁，
哦，是啊，很多很多作品都获得这个国际诠释的艺术大奖啊，
嗯，
同埋曾经即系佢嗰啲作品咧，都系俾呢个纽约嘅布鲁克林美术馆啦、纽约大都会博物馆、剑桥麻省理工学院博物馆、德国汉堡艺术馆等好多嘅艺术机构去收藏噶、所以佢都系一位好出名嘅艺术家。
诠释影像呢方面，佢系一个专家嚟嘅人。
系啊，
咁其实咁啱，我哋嗰日都见到佢。
是啊，
即是其实一个几特别的。
是啊，是一个好，即是可以说是一个好，即是特别的巧遇啦。
为
什么呢？
因为完全没有约定去的。
是啦、啊、完全没有约定的。那就突然之间是咁啱去看完个展览之后呢、就一出去呢就见到这位艺术家和这个周末画报是做紧，即是他们做紧采访的。
嗯，咁我哋就問佢可唔可以做一個即時嘅訪問啊？咁佢就好好咁應承咗啦。
係咯，係啦，係啦。咁佢就又好 nice 啦，即係完全佢係完全冇一個藝術家嗰啲脾氣冇喎。佢完全好 nice 咁樣就接受咗我哋嘅邀請，所以我哋就同佢做咗呢、這個其實唔算話好長嘅，但係都唔短嘅訪問咯。系啦，系一个好好嘅机会嚟嘅，对我哋嚟讲。
嗯，咁我就会播佢呢个访问嘅片段啦。
系啦，成个 interview 基本上都系阿 John 同佢嘅对答嚟噶，因为我嗰时病紧啊、我都有出少少声噶。
嗯，
系啦，咁不如我哋而家嚟听下我哋呢一个 interview 先啦。
Well, the complete title is Flying Colors.
Yes,
Moment of Seeing.
Yes.
And number one,、with great respect,、I look at the rainbow,、the flying color,、and it's not always there.
Yes.
So it appears and disappears.
It's hard to find it.
Right?、And、flying colors, you look at the moon and sun, eclipse.、You know the firefly?
Firefly?
That's a little animal that flies like、a fly、and it has a light. It、emits light. You call it firefly.
Oh, so you can、see in the night.
At night.、At night. It produces light.
Yes.
And then attracts.、You know, the women,、the female are different.、emissions and the men.
You can't see them in city now.、You can't see this as insect in city now.
No. Only at night and、in certain areas, there are plenty.、So there are many species and there are many natural phenomena like lightning、is a flying color also, you know, like the volcano、is a kind of flying color.、Many things, you know, and...、 and you only have the moment of seeing. And I only have the moment of seeing you now. So the moments in our life, like you just said, you came here by accident.
Yeah.
You know, it's so this kind of momentum that has some follow-ups or some consequences. And the rainbow you cannot touch, you know, and the moon you found, well, someone stepped on it. but the cosmos, you know, the cosmos weaving, the stars, the black hole, they're all like flying colors in a way, you know. Well, Aurora Borealis is a special light in Northern Europe, and it's a special night light, and it paints the sky like, I don't know, very, very beautiful, very, very impressive. So it's number one of flying colors. And the other thing is, of course, I'm working with light. I'm working with holography, a new medium, which you do with laser light. And you have the colors flying in the air. You cannot touch them. This is a phenomenon because you have real virtual reality. Otherwise, you have to do a digital virtual reality. But here, it's real. It's real in real time. You have the real virtual reality in real time. Mm-hmm. No glasses, no nothing, just your naked eye. Mm-hmm. You see those? And when you go away, the image is gone. It doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. It only exists in your apparatus, visual and mental interwoven code. When you go away, its image is gone. Mm-hmm. If you switch out electricity, image is gone. Mm-hmm. If you hold it in the sun, image is there.
Yeah.
You see, so it's a kind of blinking in and out, moments of seeing, you know. Mm-hmm. It's there and it's not there.
Mm-hmm. I see. So do you think your work is different from photography and film? Since I know you see movie or film.
Yes, it's very different. It's very different, but holography allows to integrate photography and to integrate film footage, film images. Film images flat.
Yeah.
And you know, historically, if you have two images taken with a stereo camera, you have a stereo image. And it's amazing that when you have two flat images and you're looking at them like this, you have a 3D image.
Yeah.
It's amazing, you know? Yeah.
But you have to wear the glass, but your work don't need to.
You should have some glasses. That's helpful. Mm-hmm. But you don't need really camera. In Brazil, I was teaching the students, we were talking about things, they had no cameras, nothing. Mm-hmm. So we made matchboxes, the hole in the matchbox, and covered it. And then in the dark room, we put film inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so we took two... two like this, you know. We took the tape away, exposure time 1 minute, and then close, and then go in the laboratory, dark room, and you develop the film, and now it has 3D image made with a matchbox camera.
Amazing.
You see? And... you can in the other way, you can, if you have a film sequence or video or digital sequence, you also can transform image by image into the holographic system. And then you have something what you would call a multi-holographic stereogram. So with like 200 images, you can create this kind of situation. And you can move. Like this thing here, with the prism. I had more hair, yes. But it was done, started out with a film camera. So a 35 millimeter film.
Just normal camera.
Normal camera.
Oh.
Yes, and that is, you see, so there is, it's very different, but you can implement multimedia systems. You can take a video, you can take computer image, you can take photography, or you can take your pencil. So And the pencil also is a medium.
Yeah.
Right?
So I know in the past you also study theology.
Yes.
Do you think it will affect the way you present your work or any influence with your work?
Well,
I don't know an artist who studied theology before. You're the first artist I know that studied theology. It's quite a different subject.
I think there are not so many, yes.
So you're special. So why you study before you then study theology and then turn to art, or is there any relationship between them?
Well, there's always a relationship, you know. If you are doing it, you know, there's always a relationship because you are doing it, you know. If I study, I don't know, pottery and theology, there must be a relationship. But maybe sometimes it's strange to find out. No, my interest was in theology and comparative religion to find out why, you know, like Christianism or like other religions say, we are the only ones. If you don't, we cut your head, you know, and we see what's going on with Islamic. Buddhism never said we are the only one. Or, you know, if you look to the different religion, what are they doing and what is the significance in the religions of light? How do they write, what is the importance of light in the different religions, you know? Like, what is the Buddha's illumination, you know? What is in Hinduism, what is in Christianism, you know, when the saint or the Holy Ghost comes down or whatever. How is it represented in the arts, you know? So I don't think it affected to me in a bad way.
Yeah, it's a good way.
Back to your works here, I see there's some work that you want to know about more details, like this one. It's about Icarus eyes. What is this?
This is from Greek mythology.
All from Greek.
And Daedalus made wings for Icarus, so he could fly from the isolation. But the wings were made out of wax, you know, like candle wax. But Icarus flew too high to the sun, so sun melted the wax, and he fell down.
Oh, it's that story.
Huh?
I know the story now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very interesting. Also, I see there's many of your work using some artists like Dali, Joseph Beuys.
Yes. I met them.
Oh, you met them.
Yeah. Dali I met in 68 in New York. And Beuys I met a few times. There are some known and unknown people. You know, the known are as important than the unknown. Right? Yeah.
I also see that in some of your work, there's some blackbird.
Blackbird?
Yeah. It's why you...
I tell you the story. One second. Günther, gehen wir gleich was essen? 5 Minuten, 10 Minuten? 5 Minuten.
Kaffee trinken oder so.
Okay, in jedem Fall.
Ich habe zum Essen dann wahrscheinlich nicht mehr so viel Zeit.
Okay, 5 Minuten gehen wir.
Gut, gehen wir.
I tell you the story, and then we have to go. I'm sorry, because he's leaving, and we have to discuss. He's flying out.
Okay.
When I was a young boy, I found little bird, and I feed him. It grows. Okay. Then my bird was eating from the same plate with my cat and my dog.
So your cat doesn't eat the bird?
No. Amazing, isn't it? And I was living in a small village. And I had to go to school with a bus. So every morning, this bird uh-huh. was guiding me to the bus stop.
Your guidance.
Yes. And he was waiting for me in the afternoon when the bus came back. And he flew with, he walked me home, so to say, with his wings. That's the story of the bird. So all of these images have some kind of
story.
Yeah, of background or story or
just
something.
Like magic bird.
Huh? You like the bird story, yeah?
Yeah,
it's amazing, you know, how you always think they kill each other, or and yeah, so you see the peaceful life together is possible, right? And there's too much fighting all over the place, you know. And also my goal is, you know, to, as an artist, to work to collaborate with scientists and technology at this complex. And besides that, for me it's also important, the message, you know, to use all the knowledge for humanistic, peaceful discoveries. And that for not for destructive,
not for weapons,
for instance.
Yeah.
You know, and that's very important. You know, so I like to share my images, my installations. I like to share with the public, with everyone who likes to see it, and I always learn a lot. You know, while looking at it and appreciate. Last night it was crazy. You know the chain there?
Yeah. Why is that one is so outstanding? Quite different from other
ones. But you see, but you see in a very simple way, it's very playful, and you see something real, and you see something virtual, which you cannot touch. And you can play, and you can think about it. Okay, I have to go. Thank you very much. And you can think about it.
Yeah. I will give you the answer.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
And if you can communicate with them, if they, because I know they are interested, they want to send the exhibition to different places. And we see. Maybe we have a soup in Hong Kong.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay?
Meet you in Hong Kong.
Yeah, okay.
Thank
have
you.
A nice day. And thank you for this moment of seeing.
Okay.
老罩。
这个节目是由 Mobile Radio 提供。
咁啊，啱啱啊，听过啊，我哋同阿 Dieter Jung 嘅访问啦，其实佢都好赶噶，因为其实同我哋做完 interview 之后，都仲要又要飞嚟飞去啊，飞去台北啦，跟住之后，不如阿 John 你讲下佢喺呢一次嘅访问之中，佢系讲嗰啲乜嘢啊？
其实佢就第一句就讲佢而家个展览个题目啦，英文就叫 Flying Colour Moment of Seeing， 中文叫惊鸿一瞥啦。咁点解咧？其实佢就讲到，其实我哋生命入边咧有好多嘅时刻咧，都系见到一啲好靓嘅颜色或者好靓嘅景物咧，但系可能只系瞬间嘅啫。咁佢举咗啲例子嘅，咁就譬如话彩虹啦，夜晚见到个萤火虫啦，闪电，极光咁样，
系啦，
咁都系一啲好靓嘅嘢。咁但系就可能只系见到一刹嘅啫。
系啦，即系好似我哋呢次嘅 sudden 咁样，我哋突然之间就撞到佢啦，咁样咯。
sudden 啦，咁样。
系啦。
咁所以其实都睇翻佢嘅作品本身都系有啲咁嘅 effect 走出嚟
嘅。
因为其实佢作品系啲全息嘅影像嚟噶嘛。
系。
咁你喺唔同嘅角度，你见到嘅嘢都会唔同嘅。
系啦。
即系转咗转右，经已可能经已左边同右边嘅睇嘅嘢，经已系唔同咗噶啦。咁就好似佢所谓嘅 moment of seeing 咁样啦。访问入面佢都讲过一啲，即系佢因为佢以前系读摄影同埋movie 噶嘛，咁佢都讲紧佢所做嘅嘢同佢即系摄影同埋啲电影嘅分别咯。因为摄影同电影其实都系啲 two D 嘅嘢嘅啫。咁但系佢而家做嗰样嘢系即系好立体嘅，
系喺视觉上面系有啲突破性。
系啦，咁另外就其实我都问过佢，因为佢以前系读神学噶嘛，咁究竟佢读神学同佢嘅 works 有啲乜嘢关系咧？ 咁佢就讲到即系有个好嘅关系就咩？因为佢以前读神学就会读一啲比较宗教咁样嘅。咁佢就话唔同嘅宗教都有啲嘢系讲紧光呢样嘢嘅。咁因为佢嘅 work 其实都同光有关噶嘛。咁所以就话其实都有啲影响咯。吓，因为佢嘅 work 都系同 light 呢样嘢。
系。
咁最后咧，佢都讲到其实佢入边，因为我见到佢嗰啲 work 入边咧有啲有一个影像成日都走出嚟嘅，就系啲一只黑嘅雀仔。
嗯。
吓，你见唔见古仔系点样啊？
黑嘅雀仔，佢就话有只雀仔系。但是是不是飞入嚟啊？
是啦，飞入嚟。
之后他就收养了他这样啦，就喂他吃东西。
是啦，那他就养了一只猫，只猫就带着猫就没吃他。
猫保障。
就不。
那但最奇怪就是那只雀他每朝呢去巴士站搭车呢都会飞在那里等他。好奇怪。
好像一个魔法的雀仔。是
啦，那他所以就将一只雀仔那个 image 就画了他在这些 works 里面。
是啊。另外咧，佢咪好似有讲过一个作品系叫《伊克洛斯之眼》嗰、那个，
系啊系啊。
佢话其实呢个作品系点样噶？
讲紧一个希腊嘅故事嚟嘅，神话故事嚟嘅。咁、哦、即系有一个叫伊克洛斯嘅人咧，唔记得一个原作个
系
啦，佢就着咗只系啦，着咗
系啊系啊，
有只蜡嘅翼就飞上去太阳嗰度。咁最后屘因为热力嘅缘故就融咗咁嗰个故仔咯。吓、
嗯，
咁佢其中有一件 work 就
系佢就表现呢、這个。
系啦，咁、那个访问最后咧，佢都讲到，其实佢好希望，即系作为一个 artist 咧，就将个科技同埋艺术结合啦。咁而最后就希望为人咧带来一啲和平咁样去
和平嘅 message 咯，我觉得佢系最想带出。
咁所以其实成个 show 佢都系用一啲全息嘅影像啦，咁同埋佢特别，我都记得佢入边有啲 artist 嘅样走出嚟，咁有啲出名嘅，
例如 Michael Jackson 啦，
系啦 Michael Jackson 啦，同埋 Dada 啦，同埋 Joseph Royce， 咁佢话呢两个人佢都见过，
哦，但系
Dada 同 Joseph Royce 都死咗啦，不过
系咯，咁有咩特别啲嘅作品你系比较深刻印象嘅咧？其中有一个用咗呢个全息嘅。技術呢我就覺得有一個字的那個很特別咯，即是不同角度呢它會好像反來反去的樣的成段文字、
哦、即其實 它特別是一個它就不是一個 video 來的，但是它只是一個 2D 的好像是一塊玻璃一樣，即它很多 work 都是一塊玻璃一樣，
是
但是呢你在玻璃裡面呢你會見到一些東西是會動的，即是 你動它又會動的、
嗯、
就好像你剛才說的字一樣它會走來走去樣就反轉了，
系啦，另外一个特别嘅 work 咧，就系喺个好似喺个玻璃入边咧，会见到佢噶。
啊，系啊，系啊，
见到佢个样，
见到佢噶，佢会好立体咁呈现喺呢个作品入边咯，即系你会透过呢个玻璃，系啦，入边就睇到佢噶，好真实噶、哦。
嗯，但系个玻璃系好薄噶嘛？
系啊，其实几薄下噶、嗯，我谂一 cm 应该都冇啊，
冇系啦。
冇噶，
平面电视咁好似
系啊，系啊，但系啲影像好似会喐动啊，同埋视觉上面有啲特别嘅效果，
同埋会有啲系几层 layer 嘅颜色咁咯。因为以前见到啲 hologram 都系一啲立体嘅影像啦，即系立体，但系其实好细，但系佢啲通常好大。咁但系啲特别嘅地方就系有啲有几层颜色嘅，好似一个系好似讲紧乒乓波咁噶嘛。
啊，系啊，系啊，
即系见到有啲波波，但系唔同嘅颜色，唔同嘅 layer。
其实佢只不过系用咗一个黑色嘅。圆形实心嘅，同埋一个框状嘅长方形啦，咁、就喺件 glass 嗰个玻璃上面嘅，跟、住之后但系个 background 咧好似会喐咁样噶，
系啊，
好似喺度你唔同角度，其实我觉得应该唔同高度系咪会见到唔同颜色添啊？
都会嘅，
因为我见到系红色咯，
系啊系啊，
你见到系咩色？
彩色我见到，
应该系黄黄地啊，红红地啊咁样，个 background 好丰富噶。
嗯
睇落去好似好夢幻咁樣咯，但係可能你一隻係行過嗰一剎那，其實你先見到嗰個喐動咯。
嗯，
係啦。
咁其實佢做咗啲 work 咧，就係平面擺牆嘅，咁嗰啲就唔係嗰啲全息咁嘅樣，但係就佢你見到啲紋咧，即係好似波浪咁樣咧組成。咁但係你近睇就見到啲波浪啦，但係帶咗行遠幾尺之後，你見到成個影像咁樣咯。
係啊係。
咁其實嗰啲類似全息嘅技術，不過佢就唔係咁立體嗰啲就。
是啦，
其实场中都有一件 work 挺特别的，是他那个访问里面最后都叫我们估一下那件什么意思，叫做件什么 work？
好像是有个兜这样，
是啦，
这样但是有个铁链在中间掉下来。
因为那个其实是两三层楼那么高的，它地下一个兜啦，但那个铁链
是好像 mirror 这样的，好像镜
子。那个铁链就是一路在地下那里掉上三楼，但是那个铁链就好像凌空这样会。 即系唔系去到顶，去到中间咁出现咗。
但其实佢哋系冇接驳住嘅，即系个兜咧就唔系同嗰条铁链系黐住嘅，系分开嘅。
嗯，
但系佢就问我哋会其实带出咗啲咩意思咧？
佢都讲咗少少牵涉，其实佢喺个演讲入边，咁佢就话诶、有啲嘢系你见到但系接触唔到。
哦，系咯，
类似咁嘅意思咯。
系咯，我就谂下可唔可以催喐佢咁啊？
嗯。
系啦，咁佢呢一次嘅展览其实真系用咗好多种唔同嘅媒体啦，去做呢啲作品
嘅。嗯，咁其实呢个就系正好系装置艺术嘅特色咯，即系话你唔会纯粹系用 painting 啊，咁、你可以系video 啊、声音啊、
多啲 media 去做
表演啊，都系可以系一啲装置艺术嚟嘅。
系啦，因为佢都系想啲观众喺唔同嘅位置嘅喐动啊，去感受佢嗰种光线嗰一刹那，同埋嗰啲色彩啊、影像变化，咁样嘅空间，有多空间层次嘅一个展览。
个展览就有两层咁多嘅，其实第一层觉得好似冇乜特别嘅，但我觉得上到第二层咧，就觉得佢呢个都劲啲啦。
系啊，我觉得第二层系好睇啲，
因为第一层系好似有啲装比较装饰性，好似见到啲嘢。有啲即系铁胶片咁掉落嚟，好似人哋喺一啲展览见到嘅，即系啲家居展览见到一样咯。但系你上到去就发觉，原来有啲特别啲大型啲嘅喺二楼会见到啦。
系啦，我见佢有啲作品好似特别为呢个展览做嘅，系咪有一个叫做移动深圳嘅一个 installation 啊？
系，嗰就地下咯，
底层嗰度
就是、吊起嚟嗰啲，
系啊，吊起嚟玻璃片咁样。可能会转下转下咁样，你就会见到好多唔同层次嘅一啲颜色，又系嗰啲系咯，好特别嘅构图咁样咯。
嗯，咁其实嗰个展览馆一二层就去啦。咁其实第三楼都有另一个展览嘅。
系啊，
嗰个又几特别
嘅。第三层嗰个展览咧，
嗯，
本身原来我都唔知嘅，即系但系如果一上到去嗰阵时咧，就见到其实喺呢个展览咧系由呢个意大利嘅艺术阵营基金会同埋一个细细嘅 workshop 啦，就叫做小燕小仪华园合作嘅
咩咩
小燕小仪啊，
小燕小仪话
咁得意嘅，心美小仪有冇关
系？系啦，咁佢就系其实由呢个 workshop 入边咧有啲。六十个细路仔同埋家长咧，就做咗一啲嘅作品出嚟。
其实你一入嗰个场馆嘅门口，你见到好多细蚊仔喺度揸住个杯去画嘢。咁跟住你上到楼上咧，又见到佢哋嗰啲杯
啦。我觉得系咁啱咯。其实可能嗰日 open 零咧，谂住将啲作品就可以挤晒上去啦。咁就咁啱就喺出边咧，就见到小朋友咧就喺度画紧。嗰一啲嘅
建筑物
馆嘅，其实佢哋系用嗰个馆嘅外表去画一只杯上面嘅。
咁、嗰个展览记得有啲咩特别嘅地方？
记得最入边最深刻嘅嘢，其实应该系有个树嘅题材嗰、那个。
哦，
一入到去一个有个 projector 咁样咧，就有几块布啊，
有啲嘢啲布啊，啲透明嘅嘢掉落嚟，咁你就行入去咧，就好似一个走咗一个森林入边。咁跟住佢个 projector 就会 project 一啲 image 落去嗰啲透明嘅嘢，同埋啲布上边就你就会变嘅，有音有声嘅。
系啊，原来佢有个主题嘅，呢、這个就叫艺术阵营。咁其实佢哋就系啦，就好似头先阿 John 咁讲啦，将其实一啲好浓密嘅树木咧，就系、是、投影喺啲布条入边嘅。咁、中间突然之间会有啲动物会出现噶、咁嗰啲动物应该系啲小朋友画噶啦，睇得出。咁、都好得意啊！即系突然间有只大蜜蜂咁样走出嚟咁样咯，但系卡通版嘅，系啦。
咁同埋个展览出边都见到有啲酒樽嘅 installation 咯，
系啊系啊，但系估唔到即系小朋友嘅。就比真系好 creative 咯，俾我哋谂嘢都
系啊！我系好中意睇小朋友画嘅画，
系啊！佢哋画嗰啲嘢真系特别唔同啲，可能谂法简单，
唔同冇俾呢个世界污染过。
但系有时有
纯洁，
都最近都睇过一个展览，同小朋友喺 Osage 嘅，咁但系发觉嗰个同而家大陆睇呢个又唔同，因为个 Osage 嗰个咧，你见到咧好多小朋友佢哋嘅作品咧系一模一样。
点解嘅？
我觉得系教啲人教落去咁样，即系用相同嘅物料或者用相同嘅主题，咁反而果然嗰啲
系啦，反而嗰啲
睇翻嚟就好似冇咁有趣咯。咁但系喺大陆见到呢、這个就佢每个人佢个表现方法都有唔同咯。
系啊系啊。 但是它又可以好即係組成咗一件成件作，即係成件 installation 嘅 work 呈現咗出嚟喎。
係啊，
見到佢哋啲創作力真係唔同啊！另外佢有一個作品係用啲衫啊嗰啲喺上面畫咗啲圖畫咁樣嘅。
係啦，嗰件衫應該用蠟。
係啦，有啲混合咗一啲蠟，咁令到佢成個形咧就好立體咁樣嘅，跟住就再喺上面畫咗啲畫咁樣咯。
嗯，
又係好得意啊！我覺得嗰、那個。仲有咧一個就環保啲啦，咁佢哋就用咗一啲飲品嘅盒裝飲品啦，咁就
劏開佢，
係啦，劏開佢入邊做咗啲 3D 嘅嘢，即係你諗，其實你想象得到小朋友佢哋做呢啲嘅勞作啦，佢係會好得意咯，
即係好似做到間屋咁咯，
係佢做到間屋好似可以打開咁樣咯，
嗯，
係啊，所以我都幾覺得嗰個幾好。好啦，講咗咁耐，不如講下其實呢個華美術館嘅地點其實喺邊度啦？個地址咧就喺深圳市嘅華僑城深南大道9009號，係啦。咁佢就成棟都係一個展覽。
其實搭地鐵就係、是、都係華僑城站落，咁你去荷香瑩美術館個出口出，咁嗰個華美術館就喺荷香瑩之前嘅。
係啦。咁呢兩個展覽期呢，其實頭先都講過啦，不過而家都講多次，咁就係由而家起至到6月15號呢都係展覽緊嘅，咁大家真係有機會都去睇睇下呢啲嘅藝術品同香港睇到嘅有啲咩唔同啊。係咪聽講最近呢個 Hong Kong Art Fair 就嚟到啦？又
係啊，就係、是、呢個5月嘅27到30號喺呢個會展舉行嘅。
係啦，
咁27、28咧就由夜晚開始啦，咁29、30就全日嘅，咁、
嗯、
大家就快啲去買飛啦，因為呢個一個即係、就是、全年一個好大型嘅展覽咯。
係咯，
咁同埋都想趁機會講翻呢個嚟緊5月27號喺 Hong Kong Art Centre 23樓都有一個關於 Art Container 嘅展覽開始嘅。
哦，係喎、哦。嗰、那個第係第二次開始定係點啊？呢、這個展覽，因為我記得之前佢做過呢個貨櫃計劃係唔同嘅，
應該係一個延續嚟咯。咁同埋嗰個、展覽會當中都會介紹一本即係阿 Stella 啦。咁上次個 Art Container 嘅
博士啦
嘅 Creator， 咁佢都有一本書出翻出嚟嘅。咁即場買又有折頭添嘅。咁、
嗯、
我下一次我有机会应该都会喺现场度做啲访问，或者都介绍详细多啲呢个展览啦。
好啊，
好
啊，地下集讲啲咩 topic 啊？既然今次都讲呢啲 installations 嘅展览，都讲得即系点讲，都其实都几特别啦、
啊。系 啊，不过讲开又讲啊，其实讲咗咁耐，
其实大家唔知知唔知咩 installation 嘅 art 咧
？installation 咧，咁
好多问题啊，其实有，即系例如系咪诶将啲嘢品摆埋一齐
一堆嘢就系 installation 系咯？
咁你喺旧嘢咁突出嚟 3D 嘅咁。例如 sculpture 咁佢又
係咯，咁唔可以係咯，唔可以叫 installation 咩？
好多問題喎、啊，點算啊？
係咯，阿 John 我知啦，你應該會知嘅。
集再講下啦，
我哋啲 design 同埋 multimedia 嘅人未必會知咁多。係啦，咁我哋下集應都會繼續呢一個 topic 嘅。
嗯，
大家有時間嘅都係嗰句啦，可以去翻我哋嘅 website www.mobileradio.hk 系啦，嗰度去留言俾我哋嘅。咁今集我哋就到呢度为止啦，我哋下集再见啦，祝大家有个愉快嘅假期，拜拜。
有态度嘅制作，
有诚意嘅主持。
呢度系 mobileradio.hk，
全城熱爆 iPhone， 想知系啲咩，同埋了解多啲，嚟到 mobileradio.hk iPhone 熱啦！
你寂寞，你无聊，咁你就一定要嚟收听寂寞教室，冇话题嘅限制。想傾乜嘢就傾乜嘢，一個嚟自馬來西亞嘅節目《寂寞教室》，每逢星期二10:00 mobileradio.hk， 記住嚟收聽啦。
阿 A 琴日走嚟打電話問我有啲咩執相軟件好用，阿 B 今日晏晝啫。 打嚟问我有啲咩剪接软件系差唔多万能的。不过咧，佢哋两个就异口同声就话可唔可以唔使钱嗰啲？想知多啲，不如嚟听下 Software Freedom Podcast 有冇好介绍啦。
医生，我见头晕，冇精神，又口淡淡咁，唔知咩事呢？
你有冇作闷啊？
有啊有啊，咁我咩事啊？
咁我諗你应该有咗，一排都未去过旅行啦。
係啊，咁点算啊？
咁唔使驚，听国际自由行补返下啦。国际自由行逢星期四10点至11点 ,Mobile Radio